All right, I will say good morning. Good morning. Let us begin. So we are continuing today, Meretz Hashem, in Parak Aleph, a little bit behind in our Hachzik schedule, but we'll catch up today, Meretz Hashem. So Parak Aleph, first chapter of Chovas HaLevavos. So up until now, again, we've been focusing on the Hakdama, the introduction, in which the Mechaber, the author, has really done an incredibly effective and profound job in kind of outlining for us the various benefits of bitachon. Now we dive in a little bit more. So look at Parak Rishon. So we'll say, so remember again, interestingly enough, as he outlined in the end of the Hakdama, so remember again, the first chapter is going to focus on a definition. What is bitachon? So writes the Mechaber, Achma hosa bitachon hi menuchas nefesh haboteach. This is absolutely incredible. He says, the essence of bitachon, listen to these words, the essence of bitachon is menuchas nefesh haboteach, is for the person, let me do like this, the person who has bitachon has a certain level of inner tranquility, shielibo samoch ami shebatach alav shiyasa tov anachalo b'inyan asher yiftach alav. So Rebbe is actually very interesting. He says, so bitachon is the state of being where you have so much trust and a sense, Ari, thank you so much trust and a sense of security from the person you have bitachon in, knowing that they are always going to take care of your needs. So I say it's an interesting definition. So in other words, so bitachon is the state of being where you have such a sense of trust in a certain person or entity, that person or entity is going to come through for you for everything and anything, and that results in a profound level of inner tranquility. That's bitachon. Beautiful, no? He goes on, he says, V'anochlo b'inyan ha'shev tachalov, k'fi achalto v'dayto b'masha mefik tovaso. And again, and I have bitachon in accordance. So again, it's true, this is all really one line. Let me read it once more. Ach mahosa bitachon hi, menuchas nefesh haboteach. The essence of bitachon really results in a sense of inner tranquility. Menuchas nefesh haboteach. A sense of inner tranquility for the person who has bitachon. I have complete trust in the person in whom I, or I say person, I will say, but you understand, in the entity in which I have bitachon. Why? I believe that the person who I have bitachon in, or the entity I have bitachon in, will do all that is good and correct for me in the areas in which I have bitachon in this person, kefi achalto, in accordance with his ability, v'daito, and his knowledge, b'mashem meifik tovaso, in a way that could ultimately result for me. So again, just to condense it a little bit, that bitachon means having complete reliance on someone, that they are going to do good for me to the best of their ability in all circumstances. To the best of their ability in all circumstances. The result of having bitachon is menuchas hanefesh. Right? Tranquility, which makes sense. Right? Why does it make sense? Because if I believe that someone's going to fully take care of me, right? And I believe that someone has my back, and I believe that someone's looking out for me in all life circumstances, the result of that is inner tranquility. Avala ikar, asher ba'avuro yeh bitachon min avoteach. But the most important thing when it comes to bitachon, in other words, how can you have bitachon in someone or something? In other words, what engenders bitachon? So I'll say, so bitachon ultimately again is trust. And ultimately again, where does the trust stem from? The trust stems from that the person in whom I put my trust, when they say they're going to do something, they do it. They do it. So bitachon is the result of a relationship in which I believe the person with whom I'm in a relationship with, when they tell me something, they're going to come through on what it is that they're promising. He goes on, he says, V'yaseh ma'asharav, and the person does what they've pledged to do. V'yachshav alav atov, Furthermore, the person, I'm using the word person, but of course to my Kadosh Baruch Hu, the person will think about how to do good for me, and will even try to do good for me in ways in which they did not promise or pledge. Shiaseu nidava v'chesed. They go out of their way to do good for me, even in ways that were not necessarily promised or articulated. So we'll say, if we bring this all together, so watch what's happening over here. So let's work from the top down. So now we'll say that, by the way, that's the entirety of Parak Aleph, right? That's all of Parak Aleph. So remember again, in Parak Aleph, so what do you have? First of all, definition of bitachon. So bitachon ultimately means that I have complete trust in someone that they are going to do good for me. They're going to do good for me and always have my back to the best of their ability. Okay, that's part one. Part two, bitachon comes from a belief that ultimately, again, what you promise is what you're going to do. Right? In other words, you don't say one thing and do something else. If you promise it, ultimately, again, you come through on it. Not only that, not only do you deliver on what is promised, but what? You even deliver good in areas in which you did not promise and you did not articulate. We'll say that's bitachon, a complete sense of security, a complete sense of belief that the person in whom I put my bitachon absolutely has my back, always wants to do good, will always come through, and will always honor their word. What's the result of this bitachon? Menuchas Nefesh. Let's say, then I have a complete inner tranquility. Parak Beis. Let's try to catch up today a little bit. Parak Beis. So now he says, Achasibos. Incredible. Achasibos, asher bohen yitachin abitachom yabotech alabruam hen sheva. So let's say, this is very interesting. So now he articulates over here, there are seven conditions. That a person could have bitachon. Now, remember, he's talking about over here. Achasibos asher bohen yitachin abitachom yabotech ala bruim heim sheva. Now, we'll say. Now, remember again, in Parak Aleph, all we did was give a definition of bitachon, right? What didn't we say in Parak Aleph? Who you're having bitachon in, right? In other words, it's just definition. You can apply this definition to anyone and anything. The definition of bitachon Parak Aleph. Now, we'll say in Parak Beis. Okay, if you want to have bitachon in other people, so let's say I'd like to have bitachon in Reuven. So in order to have bitachon in another person, anyone in whom you're going to have bitachon in needs to satisfy the following seven criteria. So here are the seven criteria for having bitachon in someone or something. Achos, man. Number one. Next, achas mem. First condition, harachamim, hachemla, v'ahava. First condition, Israel say, the person in whom you're going to put your belief in must possess compassion, that's rachamim, chemla, pity, ava, love. Love, have to possess these three qualities. Ki ha'odom kishu yodeh v'chaveiro, shumirachim v'chom alalov. Because when a person knows that their friend loves them, has pity on them, has compassion upon them, yiftach bo, then ultimately, again, then I feel confident putting my bitachon in such a person. V'sanuach nafsho alov b'chomash yachricheu me'inyonov. And ultimately, again, I will experience that sense of inner tranquility. Why? Because at the end of the day, I know that this person ultimately, again, will come through for me on every single area. So we'll say, essentially, criteria number one is empathy. As we'll say, it's true. If you don't have empathy, you don't come through. It's a profound idea. If you don't have empathy, you don't come through. Why? We'll say, why not? Why if you don't have empathy, you don't come through? Because you just don't care enough. You just don't care enough. If you don't possess a sense of boundless love, compassion, pity for the other, so when it becomes difficult, inconvenient, or just simply bothersome, you're not going to come through in the things in which other put their, which others require from you. That's achos. Sheinis. Number two, shib yodeh bo im avaso. Shenemis alimimenu, velomis asavachavso. So we'll say criteria number two is actually very interesting. That ultimately, again, if I'm going to go ahead and put my bitachon in someone, I have to know she'eno misalim mimeno, that they will not forget about me. And ultimately, again, they will not become lazy in taking care of me. But I know that whatever the other person promises to do for me, ultimately, they're going to come through. Because we'll say, if I don't know that you're going to come through, right? If I don't know that you're going to push yourself to do what I need, then how could I put my bitachon in you? Because we'll say, if at the end of the day, I know that, look, you'll help me, all you'll do for me, when it's convenient for you, right? When it works out for you, then I can't put my bitachon. But remember again, going back to Parak Aleph, what is the definition of bitachon? The definition of bitachon is not simple belief. What is it? It's absolute belief and trust. And what does that come from? That comes from a knowledge that you are always going to come through. Not sometimes, not when it's convenient, not when you like me, not right when you're happy. Always come through. Always come through. Therefore, by definition, what he's describing over here now in Parak Beis is criteria number two. So criteria number two requires that you always come through. So therefore, again, if I know that a person sometimes comes through, most of the times comes through, is most of the time dependable, again, might be a very good person, but I can't but might be talking to you. I can't remember you talking to you. Because she is kapsula batech mimi shebatach bo shtei midos ela. And ultimately, again, so the Mechaber says over here, he says, V'chashay is kaptzu, only if you have these two qualities, Libotech mishem batva shtei midos eila, Dahainu, Godo rachmanuso, V'rov hashkachaso, so we'll say, if I know that the person has rachmanus, in other words, that pity, compassion, and love, and hashkacha, so we'll say, what is hashkacha? That this person is always thinking about me, always worried about me, then abichol yarav, ultimately again, all and everything to do with me, then yiftach bo mibli safek. Okay, so we'll say, so criteria number one is love, pity, compassion, right? Essentially a strong sense of empathy, right? Criteria number two, you're always, the person who I'm going to put my bitachon in is always thinking about me. Never has a lapse of awareness about me, never stops thinking about me, never has that helam, never has that lapse of awareness. Number three, vashlishis. Let's see, good. Oh, we still have a lot to catch up. Okay, it's vashlishis. Shlishis, shie chazak lo yinusach kasheru chafetz. So it's like criteria number three. So he says, shie chazak lo yinusach basheru chafetz. So if you look at the pair, I'm reading in the Hebrew edition over here on page 35 in the paper, she says, shie chavero chazak. Criteria number three is the person in whom I have bitachon always has the ability to deliver. Incredible. So also, criteria number three is, I'm only going to put, also remember again, just to clarify, these criteria that we're describing over here, these are the criteria that have to be met in order for me to put my bitachon in someone or something. So criteria number three is that, actually, we're going to stop with criteria number three. We're still behind. Okay, it was another day of being behind. Right, so we'll pick up with criteria number three, Meretz Hashem Torah. So what we've covered today, Perek Aleph, working definition now of Bitachon. Perek Beis, beginning to go through the seven criteria for Bitachon. Now, Baruch Hashem, again, we've gotten through the first two. And Meretz Hashem to continue with number three tomorrow. Shkoyach.